Like a lot of young people fresh out of college, Hannah Kaminer found herself a little lost. So several years ago, she left a life and teaching job in Waco, Texas, to return where she grew up. Her parents had divorced, so there was no family home to return to in Black Mountain, so she moved in with friends in Asheville.
I mean, I love teaching, but without community and connection, you know, it's really hard to live in a place.
Back in the North Carolina mountains, Kaminer fell in with a small group of people who unwittingly paved her future.
They had this songwriting group, and I really wanted to be friends with these people, so I figured out that I needed to start writing songs in order to be friends with them.
Heavy magnolia, sticky and sweet. Oh, time, what have you done to me?
I sort of consider myself a late bloomer with music and a late bloomer with relationships. So I'm asking all these questions, and I got some kind of hard answers. Just that maybe people aren't exactly who you think they are. Or, like, maybe I'm not who I think I am. Like, maybe I'm not as consistent or good of a person that I would like to think I am.
Kaminer is the second of four sisters who grew up around the sounds of bluegrass, Carole King, Emmylou Harris, James Taylor, and the Beatles. But she didn't feel any particular affinity with music when she was young. She went to college thinking she would become an engineer.
At this point, a lot of things had gone wrong that I didn't think were supposed to be happening. Like, my parents had gotten divorced, a long-term relationship had broken up, and I didn't become an engineer. And so I didn't know what I was doing.
Kaminer wrote a song about her mom, and with the encouragement of her songwriters group, she wrote more. But she never performed any of her songs publicly until entering Asheville's Brown Bag Songwriting Competition. Kaminer wound up as the grand champion for the season, and that bought her some recording time at Echo Mountain Studios.
The person who is running the competition that night basically said, "Who you are is enough." And I kind of took that as like, okay. And I just ran with it. You know, okay, I have something to give. I didn't really realize that. I had no confidence before that.
Kaminer began formally studying music theory, and she crafted her 2015 debut album from 5 years of songwriting. By contrast, Kaminer felt such pressure to satisfy her Kickstarter backers on the new record that when she broke her wrist and tailbone in a rollerblading fall, she saw the accident as a blessing for buying her 6 weeks of healing time to write more music.
I think I want to affirm the emotional experience, whether it's high, whether it's low. Like, we're all human. We need to have our really strong feelings validated. And so I want to be able to write what I feel, not just in lyrics, but also in the music, or write what other people are feeling.
Don't worry, baby, because my heart is safe in a storage unit by the highway with all the other things that I try not to break. Home's just a place.
Ultimately, Kaminer hopes to deliver the musical version of NPR's StoryCorps, telling other people's stories through song.
There is sort of a tried and true three chords or four chords in the truth kind of thing for country artists and Americana and folk. I get bored with something if it doesn't introduce any new element musically. You actually have to strike out for the frontier, and I'm going to try something totally different.
Kaminer and her band are marking the release of Heavy Magnolias with a show March 18th at the Great Eagle in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.